الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. أحمده جل وعلا على نعمه العظيمة وآلائه الجسيمة، أحمده حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، بيده الخير يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وخاتم أنبيائه وخيرة خلقه وحبيبه. اللهم صل وسلم عليه وصل على آله وصحابته ومن والاهم واهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين، اللهم اجعلنا منهم. أما بعد، عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله. اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى، فإنه سبحانه وتعالى يقول في كتابه المجيد: واتقوني يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون. ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الشريف: وصية الله للأولين والآخرين تقوى الله، وتقوى الله جمع كل خير. Brothers and sisters, first and foremost, I praise Almighty Allah who has created the heavens and the earth. الذي خلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا. He has created everything. In another place, فَأَحْسَنَ خَلْقًا. And God has perfected the creation. In Surah Al-Mulk, Allah says about His creation, look around, everywhere in the mighty cosmos, mind-boggling diversity, multiplicity, the complexity of the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you see any discrepancy, any discord, any disharmony in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look again, and you will be hard pressed to find any discord. And everything He has created, فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. He has created them in balance, proportion, and harmony. And let us recognize the beauty of Allah's creation, let us appreciate it, and let us enhance the beauty. The creation is perfect and it is perfectible. So this is a reminder for me and you how to look at the crisis that we are facing today. Only 2 days ago, they celebrated the Earth Day. And I was given this message by a number of organizations here who are thinking of such initiatives and joining hands and forces with those who are for green earth, and they call it Khalifa, in stewardship of the earth, and they have joined the initiative with the fellow citizens of this country, and of course citizens of the world, to make people aware of the crisis we are facing. And every day it is getting worse and worse. So when we are called to celebrate the Earth Day, actually immediately a story came to my mind which I read about Imam Abu Hanifa, one of the greatest imams, cherished by Muslims for his great contributions to Islamic jurisprudence. No one can study jurisprudence even today without referring to his insights and the principles of jurisprudence as he had developed it. It is reported in a story that Thabit, the father of Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, presented a fruit cake to the pious Caliph Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, the fourth of the most righteous Caliphs. Of course, the occasion was the celebration of the Persian New Year. Nowruz or Nairuz, they may call it. So, Thabit presented this cake on the occasion of the Persian New Year's Day. And what do you think this great Caliph did? Did he say, reject it? As many people teach us that we cannot tolerate this kind of celebrations. So, did he reject it or did he welcome it? Of course, he accepted it. And then he reminded Thabit that for us, every day is a New Year day. You see how the pious Caliph wanted to teach an important lesson to Thabit while accepting this gift. And this story came to my mind when I was told that today's khutbah should be dedicated to the Earth Day. So my answer to myself and everyone is, for us, for a Muslim, every day should be Earth Day. What do I mean by that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the revelation sent down by Allah to him is indeed a pioneer in giving ideas and insights that human beings owe it to themselves as a mandate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the khulafa on the face of the earth, wise gerents, stewards of the earth, we owe it to ourselves to take care of the earth. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَجُوِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. Earth is a mosque for me. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. From the earth you have been created. We have created you. And unto the earth you will be returned. And you and I, if human being is chemically analyzed, there's nothing in there except what is in the earth. So we are created from the earth, and we owe it to ourselves as a duty not to destroy this earth, but to treat it with respect like a masjid. وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. The earth is has been appointed for me as a mosque. Today, the crisis facing humanity is because we have forgotten our mandate. Last week, our Shaykh Abdullah Hakim mentioned that we have been appointed as the Khulafa. And of course, he mentioned the Khalifa. One of the things that we need to guard against when we hear the word Khalifa, as it is the case today with many Muslims, they have abused the word bid'ah to shut down any creative innovations and call it, dub it as a, condemn it as a heresy. So there is no way, nothing, no creativity. We have capped this. We cannot contain change. So the same way the Khalifa has been abused, some people think that Khalifa is an individual, a Messiah, a Mahdi, who will be coming at the end of times, who are going to save us. So until then, wait. You don't have to do nothing. You just pray for the Mahdi, Khalifa, to come. Actually, if you analyze, this is far from the Islamic concept. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every one of us this responsibility to make changes. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi'anfusihim. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change it themselves. So our ummah We are not waiting for a savior to come, a messiah to come in the name of a Khalifa or Mahdi. This is nonsensical, this is absurd, it's not based on the Quran. So what is the concept of Khalifa in the Quran? The Khalifa in the Quran is the human mandate on the face of the earth. We have this mandate, وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا. God has appointed us to cultivate life here and build a civilization. إِمَارَةُ الْأَرْضِ. And this duty on everyone, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullukum ra'in." Every one of you is a steward, a shepherd, and everyone has a responsibility. And the Prophet said, "Kullukum ala thawratin min sughuril Islam." Every one of you is supposed to be fill a niche for Islam, for taking care of the earth. So we are not looking at one individual, and actually this is the root cause of the decline of the Islamic political system, because when individuals, when the community look forward to one individual to save them, and the dictators rule in the Muslim world, monarchs rule in the name of Sharia, and that is not Islam. Islam is shura, wa amruhum shura bainahum, and their affairs are to be run by mutual consultation. So what is the concept of Khalifa in the sense of taking care of the earth? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that we are to practice moderation. One of the main concepts in Islam, in the Quran, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly mentioned it. Repeatedly, as Shaykh Abdul Hakim pointed out, there is this harmony created in nature, this interdependence, everything is connected with everything. Everything is working together in harmony. How the plant grow, how the trees grow, the sun and the earth and the air and water, everything cooperate for the production of that crop, the food that we have. So when you create this imbalance by your actions, it is called dhulm, it's called fasad. Lahar al-fasad fil barri wal bahr bima qasabat aydin nas. Imbalance. Imbalance have become rampant. Corruption have become rampant. Destruction has become rampant. Because of what we have done, what humans have done. And that's what the angels warning about. When we create dhulm, practice injustice, go out of balance. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that Islam teaches us adl, iqtisad, tawazun. There is a beautiful hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are three things that save, and three things that will destroy humanity, individual. What are they? Of course, he said, the three things that will save is khashyatullah. And khashyatullah is not simply fear of Allah, as if Allah is a monster to be feared. It is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the awareness of the mercy of your Creator and His watchfulness that God is there and He is witnessing. He loves us. He is merciful. He wants us to come to Him. His mercy is there. So this is mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, fi sirri wal alaniya, in private and public. Wal adlu fi ar-ridha wal ghadab. And of course, justice. The opposite of justice is dhulm. Of course, that is a fundamental term in the Quran. Dhulm is, according to Imam Ghazali and others, وَلُوْ شَيْءٍ فِي غَيْرِ مَوْضِيهِ. It is to place something where it does not belong. Israf, wastefulness, is وَلُوْ ظُلْم. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas making water, a wudu, and using more water than necessary. So the Prophet implied this is ظُلْم. This is imbalance. La tusrif. Don't be over wasteful. Don't be wasteful in use of water. Even if you were to make wudu in a running lake or river, in an ocean. فَاتِقُ الَّذِي حَقٍ حَقَهُ. Giving each one his or her due. This is the adil, this is the tawazun, balance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, there is balance. فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. Everything is in proportion and balance. And human being create facade when they create this imbalance. When they act in such a way that create, destroys the balance of the earth. So today, the atmosphere, the earth is in danger because of the overuse of the fossil fuels. The rising water levels of the sea, leaving many, even countries, are becoming water covers and they become inhabitable. And of course, many parts of the earth become parched and dry. So how do we deal with this? Come back. And the Prophet said, this greed. وَالْقَصْدُ moderation in spending. Moderation in use of resources. Moderation, whether you are poor or rich. Of course, many, many tips. Islam, when I say Earth Day is every day for us, what do I mean by that? It should be a lifestyle, because Islam is a way of life. And every good deed that we do, we must do it consistently. This is the philosophy of the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. As Imam Shahabaliullah said, Allah sent His Messenger as a role model for us. And in order for us to succeed, we need to role model ourselves after the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's practiced moderation in everything. He never used more than 1 liter of water for wudu. Remember this. He never used more than 1 liter to make wudu of water. He never used more than 3 liters of water for ghusl. And of course they are saying that an ordinary person in America and Canada using 800 liters of water for shower. So what is the sunnah of Rasulullah? Of course many people confuse the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ with wearing a turban or putting on the thawb or whatever. This is not the sunnah of the Prophet. This is the custom. Whereas overuse of the water against the sunnah of the Prophet. Because Prophet told the believers not to waste water. So every day it has to be a consistent lifestyle, a change of lifestyle. And the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ was not lighted except occasionally with a lantern. And here you are. Look, go to any masjid in the name of a game or sport, all the lights are on, and of course how much money is wasted. Nobody cares about turning on these lights, and of course we wouldn't do it in our home. If we do it in our home, we will be bankrupt. Consistent lifestyle, change of lifestyle. I was really taken back. I was lecturing to this priest here from America, and I was telling him about Islamic teaching on environment. And this guy, after he had this coke, he drank it, and where is your recycling? And I could not find. So what is the sunnah of the Prophet? There is no. And of course we use so much plastic bottles. If we really care for the sunnah of the Prophet, we should not use them. Because how many billion, 150 billion tons go into these fills, landfills, these bottles, and they are going to destroy the earth, future for our children. And if I care for the sunnah of my Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I hope everyone care for that. We should change our lifestyle. And don't carry these plastic bottles. Use steel bottles which you reuse it, or bottles that are reusable. You can use it again and again so that we ease this burden on the earth. Of course, look at Ramadan now. Every single iftar, how much is wasted? Israf is the big factor for the destruction of nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want repeatedly in the Quran, when Allah want to destroy a nation, amarna muttara fiha fa fasaqu fiha fa haqqa alayhi alqawl fa damarna ha tadmira. If we want to destroy a nation, we will give these people, inspire them. Of course, they are led astray by wasteful habit, wastage. Inna al-mubadhirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. Those who waste, they are the brothers of the shaitan. They are not the brothers of the prophets or the angels. So brothers, are you faithful in to the sunnah of the prophet? I should be. Kana amaluhu deema. Rasulullah, idha amila amalan athbatahu. If Rasulullah did something good, he would be consistent with it. Consistent in economizing water. Consistent in his food habits. How much food you need to have? How many dishes you need to have for a wedding? How many? Ask yourself this question. Are you following the sunnah of the prophet? Are you wasting when millions of the people in the world? And it's very, very sad to read that in the Muslim countries, more than 46% of the food goes to dumpling garbage. And yet we claim to be followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالَّذِي يَشْبَعُ وَجَارُهُ جَائِعٌ لِلَا ذَنْبِهِ. He is not a believer. He is not a believer. He is not a believer who fills himself when his neighbor is starving. Of course, the whole world is our neighbor today. Yes, we are in a global village. So come back to your senses. Apply these principles every day. I must remind myself, when I make that wudu, I should not keep the water running as if there is no end. I myself have seen in many parts of Arabia, cities which full of water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took that water and now the whole city has become completely uninhabited. That can happen. Earth is becoming parched. Many parts of the world are becoming dry and parched, and it is not inhabitable. So we need to take charge. We need to love this earth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, a believer who plants a tree or a plant from which any human being or animal or creature of Allah feeds and benefits, that will be a charity, ongoing charity for him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, saw a sahabi having a land which is not cultivated. Ubay ibn Ka'b, as far as I remember, Umar said, why are you not cultivating this? I swear by Allah, you must do that. He said, I am too old to cultivate. He said, I am going to help you. So the Caliph Umar is helping, you know. So planting tree, this is our mandate. Planting trees, Muslim mandate. We should not just wait for our non-Muslims or Christians or others. Of course, these are beautiful teachings of the perennial religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a Christian teaching or a Hindu teaching or Buddhist teaching. It's coming from the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revealed to each and every prophet. So let us take charge and reverse this by developing healthy habits, lifestyle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let us be determined that every time you have this temptation to buy another new one, when you have 100 sitting in your closet, think of the wife of Rasulullah. Think of the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody came from Turkey and told me he saw the frock of Fatima radhiyallahu anha with so many patches. Urwat ibn Zubair, the greatest disciple of Aisha, said, I saw the frock of Aisha with 60 patches. Of course, you and I cannot go to that ideal. At least keep this in mind and cut down the wastage. Economize and don't be wasteful, because wastage, those who are wasteful are the friends of shayateen. They are shayateen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this kind of lifestyle, from this kind of habits, so that Allah have mercy on us and we contribute to this earth, sustain life, be compassionate. Every single day, how many species are becoming extinct because of our interference with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of judgment, Rasulullah said, if you kill a hummingbird, that's going to appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeking justice. So and so killed me for nothing. So all of us are guilty of killing the many, many billions of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of them have become already extinct. Now let us reverse this by coming back to the Islamic concept of Khilafah and the Tawheed. Tawheed means that Allah is one. It also means the whole creation is one. Everything is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So recognize this oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and oneness of the divine creation. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters who passed away. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فحي على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. Let us pray for our new generations and the adults who are going away. اللهم أحينا مسلمين وتوفنا مؤمنين وألحقنا بالصالحين. Ya Allah, inspire us and bless us to live as Muslims and die as true believers, and raise us up after the resurrection. Raise up, bless us to be raised up in the company of prophets and the martyrs and the salihin on the day of judgment. Let us pray for those who are sick and suffering. Allahumma ya Rabbana wa Rabb kulli shay'in wa malika. Allahumma ya Rahman ya Rahman ya Rahman ad-dunya wal akhirah wa rahimuhuma anta tarhamhum farhamhum rahmatan min indika tuni biha rahmati min siwak. Allahumma rabban nas adhib al bas ishfi anta ash-shafi la shifa illa shifauk شفاء لا يغادر سقما. ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة ترضيك إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. أقم الصلاة.